an extra early morning for all of us today. A word of welcome once again. Today we welcome our CYO basketball teams. We have girls teams, we have boys teams. I think it's all done. It's all over, right? And they were victorious this year. So a word of welcome and thanks to their parents, to the coaches, and to our athletic director, Bill. And it's good timing. Good timing to win, because as you know, last week we began with the victory of our Lord Jesus. We began this season of Lent. And Lent is nothing more than professing more loud and clear Jesus' victory. His victory over all things. That's why last week I was able to write about you in the bulletin. And I was able to preach about that victory we saw last week. Jesus in the desert. He conquered all of Satan's temptations. This week, we might continue with the theme, but as we get deeper into Lent, and as we get deeper into March, we know that what that brings. March Madness, right? And man, is there a lot of madness out there? And it's extending well beyond the basketball courts, into the stands, into the pews. It seems more and more that there's a growing madness in our world. And while, yes, I'm washing my hands a lot this morning, and I hope you are, we must not be blind to what we're headed for. And if we look up front and center, our Lenten journey is going to take us to that moment. And that is a very maddening scene. We see in the front of our church a man who did nothing wrong, and a man whose friends left him. We see a man who came to heal and to preach and to do good. And we see what other men and women did to him. Yes, there's a madness in our world. And as we grow deeper into Lent, Jesus confronts that more and more. And how beautiful that is. Because there's a word for us. There's a teaching that Jesus is speaking and sharing with us today. Deacon Jim just read a very famous gospel. It's the transfiguration of Jesus. Jesus climbed up this very high mountain, and it was there that something extraordinary happened, kind of like the light coming right through St. Patrick. Look at that. And we're told that Jesus' face became so white, kind of like the bottom of his robe. And they heard a voice, and they were so full of fear, they were so full of amazement, that they collapsed. And they knew beyond a doubt that their friend was God. Jesus came over to them. He touched them. They stood up. And then they moved forward. This gospel scene is very much connected with that scene. All of the scripture scholars tell us that what Jesus was doing was he was preparing them for the difficult days ahead. He wanted them to know so clearly that he was the Father's beloved Son, that he was the victor, that when the day come when it looked like he lost big time, they would know that he is God. And my friends, as Christians, we are here on this Sunday, this day of the resurrection, to proclaim that faith once again, that he is God, no matter what. He is Lord of lords, God of gods, and there is no other. And how beautiful it is to profess that. How beautiful it is to profess that God is God and I am not. That God is God and there is no other. That as crazy and as maddening as the world can be, as crazy and as worried as my mind can be, as crazy as I can be, and you, and the person behind you, and next to you, that God is God, and He has a plan. My friends, that's what we do here this today. We profess that. And how important it is. The other thing is, we practice it. Now, all of you young people don't remember what happened, I think it was about 18 years ago, on May 7th. A man by the name of Allen Iverson got up and talked about practice. You remember that, big people? Practice. He was talking about basketball. And he thought he was such a hot shot, he didn't have to go to practice. Look it up on YouTube. How many hot shots are there in the Christian world, in the Catholic Church? How many hot shot people who bear the name Christian? My name's Christopher. My friends, to practice our faith. How important is that? And a practicing Catholic is one who practices, who shows up week to week, honoring that day of the resurrection, that day when the light of Christ conquered the darkness, that day when the light of Christ conquered death, that day when the light of Christ gave me life. And that is such a beautiful gift. This is what this season of Lent is all about. And seeing the vision of God's glory this day, hearing the voice of the Father that this is my beloved Son and there is no other. You and I have the great privilege, like those apostles, to go forth from that, having professed this faith of ours, to practice it day by day. And that means that we are loving. It means that, yes, we're washing our hands. But it means, too, that we're living in faith. That the God who has loved us invites us to a terrific love. To a victory that we not only watch, but that we share in. And today, this week, we will meet people who need that victory. People who are lonely. People who are fearful. People who forget that God loves them or don't even know there is a God. Today, as we profess our faith in Him and continue to celebrate the victory of Jesus Christ, seeing it so clearly in that window, in this gospel, let us be bright windows in a world that can get quite dark, so that living in this world, we point to Him who is the victor over all.